Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Listening to Woody Herman and his fabulous orchestra from 1939 with Dallas Blues, written by Hart Wanda. Woody Herman was just getting going with his band-leading career, and you also heard some fine clarinet from this very gifted musician, along with other folks in his band, and he went on to have numerous iterations or many different configurations over the decades to come. Very well-respected band, and rightly so. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have, as we often do, a real mixture, a cross-section of singers and musicians and bands and smaller groups for you this morning. And we have a little feature coming up, which I'll tell you about in a few moments, well, in about another 10 minutes or so. But right now, we're going to go to 1937, to another of the great big bands around at the time, and that was the one led by Bob Crosby. Well, Bob was, of course, the brother of Bing Crosby, not quite as famous as his older brother, but he had a very fine baritone voice, and in 1935 he was invited to head up a group of musicians who were very, very talented. They played with Ben Pollack, amongst others, and they set out to form one of the great bands of the 1930s. Well, they're going to bring us a number written by Mort Garson and Bob Hilliard called Every Day's a Holiday. And we'll hear the fine tones of Bob Crosby bringing us the lyrics on that one. Another very fine band from the 1930s, and we're going to stay in 1937 for our next number as well, was led by Benny Goodman. And he was known as the King of Swing. It was his orchestra that was credited with kicking off the swing era, but he certainly had lots and lots of company. Also, from his band were carved out several smaller groups, and the first of these was the trio with Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. And that's what we'll hear this morning, with a lovely Rodgers and Hart number called Have You Met Miss Jones? And then forward to 1949, to two of the loveliest voices of the 20th century. I think I can say that. There were many lovely voices, but these two are particularly nice, Buddy Clark and Doris Day. And they're going to join us this morning in a duet of a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin called I'll String Along With You. And we'll start with Bob Crosby and his orchestra and Every Day's a Holiday.
Sunday too, 'cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, a May Day rendezvous. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out, they ought to close the banks, and though it's not November, still I feel like giving thanks. You're a happy new year, a movie premiere, you're a Christmas present too. 'Cause every day's a holiday since the day that I found you.
not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four.
The human little faults that you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do.
So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four.
The human little faults you do have just make me love you more.
Because you're such an angel, that's why I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I know just what I'll do. I'll string along with you.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we've been listening to some very nice voices and some wonderful musicians. We started out with Bob Crosby and his orchestra from 1937. A lovely tune, Every Day's a Holiday, Don't We Wish. Benny Goodman and his trio of Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa brought us a beautiful number written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart called Have You Met Miss Jones? That was actually featured in the musical comedy I'd Rather Be Right. I'm not familiar with that musical, but there you are. And then we just heard from Buddy Clark and Doris Day, two lovely voices from 1949, and a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, I'll String Along With You. Well, we're just about to move on to our next set, and it's a little feature of songs about the great city of New York. And we've got one instrumental and two with the lyrics added. We're going to go first to Jo Stafford, She of the Perfect Voice. She's still with Tommy Dorsey at this time. It's 1942. And the song is written by Harold Adamson and Louis Alter. And it's called Manhattan Serenade. And you may recall that 30 years later, in 1972, it was featured in the movie The Godfather. And I listen to it and see if it sounds familiar to you. Another very familiar tune was written about the area of Harlem by Earl Hagen. And it's brought to us by Harry James. And it's called Harlem Nocturne. And we'll round out our little feature with another song about Manhattan, and the song is called Simply Manhattan. It's written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. I'm not sure which musical this one was featured in, but I love this song, and it's got such delightful lyrics about the city of Manhattan. We're going to hear one, a very, very fine version of it, brought to us by Ella Fitzgerald, recorded in 1956 as part of her Rodgers and Hart songbook. And the orchestra is led by Buddy Bregman. And we'll start with Manhattan Serenade. Here's Joe Stafford.
Serenade. summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And My Fair Lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Oh, you just heard two very lovely ladies. Ella Fitzgerald brought us Manhattan, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, one of the great songwriting teams. Those Rodgers melodies, along with those marvelous lyrics by Lawrence Hart, are just wonderful. And this particular song, Manhattan, is a prime example of that art. And it was brought to us by the beautiful voice of Ella Fitzgerald. Before Ella, we heard from the band of Harry James, and I'm not terribly sure when Harry recorded this particular number, which of course was Harlem Nocturne. Sounds a little bit like a later version, probably into the 50s, written by Earl Hagen. And we started out with Joe Stafford and the song written by Harold Adamson and Louis Alter. She recorded it in 1942 with the Tommy Dorsey Band, and as I mentioned, it was later featured in the Godfather movie in 1972, and it was of course Manhattan Serenade. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some fine recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Yeah, a mixture of singers and musicians in big band format and musicians with smaller groups. Oh, we're going to carry on. We have some smaller groups coming up for you, and we've got some nice trumpet along with some fine singing as well. Our first number in our set is brought to us by Chet Baker, noted for his beautiful style of trumpet playing. Very lyrical, very melodic, very mellow. One of the great players of the 20th century. He also had a delightful singing voice, and we will hear both aspects of Chet Baker's art on our next recording. It's a song written by Lou Brown and Sammy Fain, and it's called That Old Feeling. And Chet is joined by the piano of Russ Freeman, bass, Jimmy Bond, and drums of Peter Littman. And that would be in 1956 that they recorded that. And we'll go back almost 20 years to 1938 to a young Billie Holiday. She's well into her days with the Brunswick, later Columbia label, singing with groups organized by pianist Teddy Wilson and others. And she's going to bring us a number written by Irving Berlin called They Say. And in the studio with Billy that day, a host of musicians, including, again, Harry James on trumpet, Lester Young on tenor sax, and of course Teddy on piano. And then fast forward again 20 years to 1957. It's one of the great trumpeters of the time. Always fun to listen to. He could play hot and he could play mellow. And that's Jonah Jones. He appeared often, by the way, on those sessions with Billie Holiday and Teddy Wilson in the 30s. In the 1950s, he set up his own quartet and brought many recordings to the disc and to various night spots. Did a lot of touring and playing in cabaret and nightclubs. They're going to bring us a number that I'm particularly fond of, Jonah and His Friends. It's written by Art Hickman and Harry Williams, and it's called Rose Room. And we'll hear first Chet Baker, trumpet and voice on That Old Feeling.
Last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. To start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
just believe in hello and goodbye. And they say that the one I admire isn't even remotely concerned, and that I'll go on playing with fire until I have learned my heart has been burned, they say. I shouldn't dream of your face in the moon, they say. All of my dreams will be nightmares too soon. Let them talk, let them think what they want to. If it makes them feel happy that way, I know I'll always love you, no matter what they say.
One and only Jonah Jones from 1957 with his quartet and the song Rose Room. You know, Jonah could play every different style on the trumpet. He could play smooth, he could play hot, he could play funny. One of the consummate performers. Started out in the 1920s on the riverboats and recorded some wonderful pieces all through his career. And we often play some of the stuff that he did for the Brunswick label in the 30s and also for the Commodore and Keynote and Blue Note labels. He often accompanied or played with Sidney Bechet for the Blue Note label. That's Jonah Jones. And as I said, he played with the Billie Holiday and Teddy Wilson, and we had heard from Teddy and Billie just before that with the number They Say from 1938. And trumpet there was played by Harry James. And they're also joined by great friend of Billie Holiday and Teddy Wilson, Lester Young on tenor sax. And we started out with one of the loveliest trumpeters from the 20th century, Chet Baker. And he also brought us the lyrics, a lovely tune, That Old Feeling, from 1956.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're having, as I've mentioned, a mixture of very fine musicians. We have some lovely voices today and some big bands. And we've got a couple more big bands coming up for you today and another smaller group carved out of one of the most famous of the big bands, a different one. And we're going to go first to the band led by Glenn Miller. And this is 1939, one of a set of recordings they made, studio recordings in New York in that year, 1939. And the Glenn Miller Orchestra had a very, very distinctive style. And I think I've mentioned this before on a number of occasions. I gather it was what he managed to do. And Glenn Miller was a great arranger and very smooth and disciplined arrangements to his orchestra product. And he put together the sound, and it was a mixture of clarinet and saxophone, and got that lovely, smooth, lyrical, flowing feeling to it. You'll hear that on their song this morning. It's called Vagabond Dreams. The melody by Hoagie Carmichael, great songwriter, and the lyrics by Jack Lawrence, and they'll be brought to us by band vocalist Ray Eberly. And then forward to 1952, to one of the great proponents of the alto sax, noted for his beautiful, gorgeous tone on the alto sax, that's Johnny Hodges. He played throughout most of his career with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's interesting to see that you see orchestras like Ellington and also the one led by Count Basie, where the personnel joined the orchestra early on and a lot of them stayed for decades. Sign of a wonderful organization. Great creative talent, all working together. Well, Johnny Hodges made a number of smaller group recordings in the 1950s, and this is one of them. The song is written by Edward Kennedy Ellington, or Duke Ellington, and it's called I Got It Bad. Johnny, of course, on alto sax, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, tenor sax from Flip Phillips, Leroy Lovett on piano, Red Callender on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And that is I Got It Bad. Well, we will start with Glenn Miller and Ray Eberly and Vagabond Dreams.
To some romantic shore. Find me the one, that wonderful one, who'll whisper I am yours forever. Fill the night with music dipped in perfume, like April in Paris, or maybe love in bloom. For somehow I feel I'll find my ideal tonight in my vagabond dream.
Wasn't that lovely? The unmistakable tone of Johnny Hodges on his alto sax. It's a beautiful rendition of the Duke Ellington number, I Got It Bad, from 1952. And before that, we heard from Glenn Miller with his orchestra and Ray Eberly on the Hoagy Carmichael number, Vagabond Dreams. Well, we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our recordings. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more number for you this morning, and we're going to go to another big band from 1939, Artie Shaw, with a lively tune called Everything is Jumping.